I'm going to talk about the type of research I've conducted over the past year and a half. So I'm going to condense that in about 4 to 5 minutes max, focusing on small FNB operators. So if you have an FNB background, it might be of interest to most of us. It will pick on many elements we discussed, a bit of relationship marketing, the use of technology, and supply chain management. So we have been working together with the Hotel School of Lausanne, actually, to collect data, to do a research, which started in Europe, different countries, and currently it's actually rolled out in Asia, in China. And we are looking at purchasing by food and beverage operators, small operations, large operations. And we have tried to develop future profiles based on different scenarios of the industry. So when you look at it in a schematic way, you've got the first stage of the research based on the usual literature. So we looked at the macroeconomy, microeconomy, purchasing function, what is actually purchasing in food and beverage. And we looked at especially the degrees of maturity. So we try to identify where we stand in our industry in terms of purchasing processes, sophistication of purchasing as a function. And we started with a kind of preliminary interview session with different players. And then we went into the data collection phase. So we looked at large operations, small operations, and we did in-depth interviews in different countries, about 5 to 6 countries in Europe. And we looked at it by unit. We looked at it by type of unit, large, small, country, and then we did a kind of cross-case analysis, transnational, to identify trends in industry, not only by country, but also looking at very broad trends in the macro environment. Based on that, we came to different scenarios for the next 10 to 15 years. And according to these scenarios, we developed some profiles that would be required by F&B operators in terms of purchases. And all this was validated through focus group sessions, which took place in London and in Paris, actually. It has been rolled out over the past 6 months into a quantitative phase, where we actually developed a questionnaire to assess actually the validity of this qualitative phase here. So it's a very structured process. The output, at the end of the day, we want to assist industry in order to professionalize the purchasing function in small restaurants, but also in large operations. We want to integrate this into the type of education we give here, and we also want, of course, to focus on academic publications. And at a later stage, we will also look at relationships between professionalism in the purchasing function and the correlation with productivity to have some decent metrics to measure the effectiveness of processes. I don't have time to explain that in detail. Very quick focus. Purchasing function today, small operations only in the UK. So what can I tell you about that? The big chains that were involved in the project are all these ones. So we have big players like Novotel, Piccolino, or Le Bistro Pierre, which many of us will know, and small players, basically small F&B operations, essentially based in London and Sheffield. Very quickly, the aim was to actually develop a tool to assess the level of maturity and to help the industry. We see that there are many, many things changing in the F&B industry. When you see how people actually choose food, it's become increasingly complex because of care about health issues, about the environment, the future of nutraceuticals, healthy eating. It's becoming really important, and it leads to the development of new products. There is also a strong increase in the price of commodity products.
Can I just ask what nutraceuticals are?
What are they? How should I phrase it? Think about a restaurant in a few years' time that will actually develop a menu that matches your specific health status, whether it be in terms of sugar, salt, etc., based on automated processes. We are going towards that. I'm talking in a few years' time. Increased price of commodity products, it has almost doubled over the past 4 years, and it's a key question. What does the industry do with that? Because the profit margins are shrinking, so we need to work a lot on more effective supply chains, actually. And this is something that was already stated in the literature about 30 years ago, and I always tell my students not to use outdated references, but this is necessary. So we looked at seven dimensions very quickly, maturity in purchasing. We looked at controlling, using metrics to assess performance of purchasing, relationships with suppliers, critical, sustainability, of course, which is a major issue today. And I'm very quickly going to skim through that, maturity in purchasing, procurement activities. So we really try to understand how F&B operations use product specification, the use of information technology with early customer response or data interchange or the capture of sales at point of sales with APOS systems. We also looked at the organizational structure. Is there somebody in charge of purchases in F&B operations? And it's quite interesting to see what the outcome of that was. Process organization. How do you select actually your suppliers? How do you develop them? How do you nurture that? And do you eventually develop new products with them? What about the human resource aspect? In terms of job descriptions, how do you recruit them? How do you develop your employees when it comes down to purchasing? Finally, controlling the use of specific metrics and also looking at the relationship. And it's always a key question. Do you need relationships when you speak about commodity products or not? I think I'm at the end of my 4 minutes here. Sustainability, innovation in food and beverage. It's about the efficiency of the supply chain. It's also about the use of water. And I wondered whether F&B operators do actually use key performance indicators relating to the issue of sustainability, which they don't, but that's another issue. Right, so we worked with two axes. We put on the vertical axis my factors here. Just to give you an example, if you look at HR, we actually looked at different variables related to HR to assess the performance of purchasing. And then we actually divided that in different stages. It's a very tangible instrument that can be used in industry, and it gives the path forward in order to improve performance and professionalism in that function. I'm going to leave it here for today. So thank you very much.